I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. NASCAR is America's fastest-growing sport. In fact, in the last few years, auto racing has rivaled some of the country's tried-and-true sports in popularity. But this popularity hasn't made its way to Black America. Black faces are few and far between in the stands and on the track. Blacks make up less than 1% of all drivers in NASCAR. Wendell Scott Jr. hopes to change the complexion of auto racing. The former pro driver is also a mentor for NASCAR's Drive for Diversity program. The program aims to bring more non-whites and women onto the track. Scott's work is also a tribute to his late father, racing legend Wendell Scott Sr. He was the first and only Black driver to win a NASCAR Grand National race. That was in 1963. Scott Jr. says his father spent a lifetime laying the foundation for future Black drivers.
My father came into NASCAR Cup racing, as they call it today, as a Virginia Sportsman Champion. He was champion of various race tracks. He had around 130 victories in the divisions that we raced in. And my father wanted to go to the top level, and my brother and I, Franklin, asked him, "Dad, how on earth can we go when we can't get any sponsorship," which was a requirement back then, and it is now. And my daddy said, "Well, if it's impossible, it may take us a little while longer, but we'll get it done if you guys want to go with me."
What was it about your dad that gave him that fortitude? And frankly, we should note that you were a driver for a time and your brother was all part of the machine that made this go. What was it, the fortitude in the family, that at times, I would bet there were times that you perhaps, maybe not your dad, felt, you know, it's just not worth it?
Well, you know what? I never felt that way because my father was driven, and he instilled that. We had a mission. We were mission-oriented, and the thing about it was quitting wasn't in the plan. Before we even got started in what we were doing, and I was a little boy, and I was holding on to his pant leg, and I never will forget when he told his mother, "Mother, I'm getting ready." He called her mother. He said, "Mother, I'm getting ready to start racing." And she said, "Boy, you're going to drive me crazy." And from that day on, I was on the same mission as he was and my brother, because we understood. I got to grow up with my father on the many highways that we travel 11 months a year. And he would give us lessons that today I pass on, and lessons that today have made me a better man, especially when it comes to tenacity.
What of the stigma, quite frankly, Wendell, that's attached to NASCAR for African-Americans? I mean, there is this sense of the good old boys network, the stereotype redneck, beer-guzzling, Confederate flag-waving crowd that often Black America believes NASCAR is. How do you overcome that, the realities of some of that, and make Blacks feel welcomed with the idea that they should knock on this door?
Yeah, Ed, what you delineated is the redneck good old boy sport is very, very much true and is prominent in auto racing. And while we can't erase that, because man can't change man, but we can influence it. If you can't get a lesson from a way to overcome it from the Wendell Scott story, then we may as well forget it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not just promoting Wendell Scott per se, but I certainly have to, as his son, as having walked with him for 30 years, this is the way to get it started. Hear the true story.
Let me ask you this, Wendell. When you take a look at NASCAR today, all of the millions and millions of dollars that are spent on these cars and the hundreds of millions of dollars that come in now to the coffers, how soon do you really believe we're going to see a fair amount of African-Americans involve themselves? I know that there have been overtures made to Magic Johnson in terms of associating with NASCAR and possible ownerships, and a couple of other athletes have involved themselves. But what about sheer numbers and growth? What do you see for
you
the future?
You know what, Ed, if you talk about, you know, what are we, 10-12% of the United States population, so you're talking about a relative growth. That won't be real soon, but what we want to do and what my job as a mentor to drivers is to make these people who are actually capable of going to the next level good enough so that the small amount that make it will have an impact.
Well, we should note that anyone who wants to really read and learn about an interesting story of stick-to-itiveness and somebody who made a lot of noise in spite of conditions, they should take a look at the Wendell Scott Sr. story. And Wendell Scott Jr., we appreciate not only you sharing your dad's story, but with what you're doing today with NASCAR's Drive for Diversity. And we appreciate your time today.
Thank you.